Discovering our extraordinary God in the ordinary things of life. Welcome to St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
Welcome to St. Joseph's Workshop. Always a joy for me to be with you. Spend this short time every day to get to increase our love for Jesus, turn to Him, and follow Him better at every moment in this crazy, crazy world in which we live. And it certainly is difficult, isn't it? All of the different challenges going on, it's hard to remain faithful, isn't it? It's hard to know. There are so many things vying for your attention, and that's where I want to start today. I was speaking with some friends last night after I had finished up masses for the evening. Really nice day yesterday. I have to say, God was really good. God's good all the time, you know. But yesterday I was just experiencing, you know, how good He is. And these friends of mine were sharing with me how they had gone to a talk by a priest. And essentially the priest had been saying that smartphones are leading souls to hell. Right? If you want to be a saint, get rid of your smartphone. And my first reaction was when Cecilia's laughing at me, like, what? Yeah, I know. That was maybe my first reaction too. Like, uh-oh. I mean, I have my cell phones on the desk right here, you know, and it's a smartphone. It's not a new modern one so much, but it does work for those constant communications that we have. And I first started to be defensive, probably like everybody else who was listening to that priest, you know, wait, what? That can't be true. We have to be connected. We have to be using technology. We have to be using communications and on social media and talking about Jesus and all the way down. And then I stopped and I started thinking, what was this priest saying here? And obviously I was just hearing it through somebody else, third hand. So it was just for me, but I started to realize maybe there is something here. Maybe there is something. I don't know if you've ever heard of Tim Wu. Tim Wu is a technology expert. He's an author. He's talked about a lot of different things about technology. In fact, he wrote a really popular, well-reviewed book called The Attention Merchants. And he's looking at how designers of software and of technology are specifically setting out to take as much of your time as possible. Well, really what they're doing is trying to take as much of your money as possible, because time equals money, right? And the more time they have you, the more time that they have you looking at advertisements and looking at, you know, all the different challenges that or all the different enticements that they want you to see, then the more profit they're making. You can think of pretty much any platform, be it YouTube or Facebook or you know, news sites. They are vying to keep you there, and that's why we have clickbait headlines these days that make you want to just go to the next story and say, "What? That can't be true." They make you want to move forward and, you know, continue on the site and looking at advertisements. And Tim Wu talked about this specifically. There was a recent interview that he did with Fast Company. I'll see if I can tweet out the link for you here. Short article. Really, the meat of what he's saying, though, I found his book, The Attention Merchants, to be a really insightful look at the challenges of our society. And it's a secular book, right? It's not a book on faith, but there were many applications I was seeing to our youth ministry, to helping couples, to homilies, to helping. And here's what I was thinking about. We can fall into that trap ourselves as people inside of the church. Well, we want to hold on to others' attention as well for as long as possible. We want to put out salacious titles and headlines and promos for St. Joseph's Workshop that keep you listening and keep you engaged and keep you, right? I mean, this is just one of the dangers of falling into the trap that our society lives in. Tim Wu actually says the future of humanity depends on ethical design of technology. Meaning we have to get back to this realization that the way our minds work, and if I could really simplify his thoughts here, the way our minds work is they will follow threads of information. And these threads of information oftentimes have a beginning and an end, like a good story or a meal where you pray at the beginning, you pray at the end, right? And it's a good experience. The problem for design companies and for tech companies and for everybody, media and movies and everybody, is they don't want that loop to end. They want it to begin and they want you to keep going. They want you to keep you in this loop that is continually taking away your attention. Okay, that's the problem of the world we live in. It's a problem, and I'm not sure that throwing away your cell phone is going to fix that problem because you will be bombarded in other ways by this. But I do realize what this priest was saying, and he's probably true. There's probably a greater proportion of saints under construction right now that don't have phones than those of us who do. Or maybe that's not fair to say because pretty much everybody in the world these days has a cell phone, I think. I think there are – I don't know the stats on that, but it does make me stop and think, though, how difficult it is to give God your time. This is what it comes down to. God is in competition, and I use that obviously in a very, very, very loose way, right? Because nobody can compete with God. God's going to always win. But there is a sense that God is competing for your time. There are so many other things that want your attention, that want to take you away, that want to keep you inside of a loop that doesn't allow you to go back to God. And maybe it's because they want advertising revenue. Maybe it's because they're trying to push a particular agenda. There are lots of different reasons why people are doing this. Oftentimes it's money, but oftentimes it's power as well. I guess when we look at it and we say, if we're not careful to give God time and to pay attention to God in our life, all of our day will be sucked away by the concerns of the world and by distractions and ultimately things that will never satisfy us anyway. When was the last time you finished a 3-hour binge on Facebook and thought, wow, that was a great use of my time, right? I really feel like a better person after I just found out what my third cousin twice removed is doing over in Timbuktu, right? I mean, there's a threat to our sanctity. There's a threat to our sanity in the world today. And if we're not careful, then all of our time in the day can be taken away by this. This is what God is competing with. And of course, I'm using that in air quotes there, right? God wants your time and he wants your attention, but he needs you to decide to give it to him. And if you're not careful, then so much of your time will go to worldly things. And not all of them sinful in and of themselves, except that they become excessive and then it turns into sin because we're not using things in moderation. How do we do this? How do we give God more of our time? I think it's a first, a deliberate exploration of how our time is used throughout the day. I hear from people a lot who will tell me, I don't have enough time in the day to pray. I don't have time to pray the rosary. I don't have time to go stop by the church and pray for a few minutes, much less do a holy hour before the Lord. There's just not enough time in the day. And I know, I understand the constraints of time that we have. I realize you have a busy life, no doubt. And there are a lot of cares and concerns, whether it's work or taking care of the kids, taking care of your mother-in-law. I mean, all the different, this whole spectrum of responsibilities that we have. But if we ever imagine ourselves saying we don't have time to pray, it's like saying we don't have time to breathe, right? We don't have time to eat. We are missing out on something essential in our life. And that's something we need to take stock of. We need to evaluate, how am I using my time? How well am I giving priorities to the different activities in my life so that God's time with God takes priority? Okay, I guess what I'm saying is I don't think that a cell phone itself, and I probably would dare to say that most priests, and probably in particular this priest that has said this to these friends of mine. By the way, I know him to be a very holy priest, so not a criticism of him. It was just a jumping off point for a conversation. I don't think it's the phone itself that's going to lead you to hell. It's how you decide to use it and whether you decide to succumb to the temptations that your phone puts before you. I mean, Patrick Madrid was talking about it this morning himself. if we allow ourselves to get into the near occasion of sin and we keep doing it, of course, that is on us, right? You and I, we have to break out of this loop. Tim Wu is very clear here. He's not placing all of the blame on designers alone. It's not all on the makers of your phone. It's not all on people who program the apps that you buy or download for free. It's not on them. It's on you and me and on our will. We have free will. We have the ability to choose the good and to reject the evil. We also have the ability to become complicit in evil or even choose that over the good. We have this very important responsibility in our life to choose God over things and to choose a relationship with the Lord over created goods. It's about priorities, right? And it's about how we use our time. It's about how you and I are going to truly be disciples of the Lord. And I think that begins with us making time for Him. I want to plant a seed in your mind that you might think is fantastical and impossible to accomplish. But I want to start planting it now so that it can germinate, you can ruminate over it. Maybe one day you will start to think, I maybe should try that. And then to start doing it. And this is to go to church every day. To go to Mass every day would be great. And that would be half an hour a day. To go to do a holy hour a day, which is an hour before the Lord in the Eucharistic sacrament, would also be excellent, right? I mean, these are not competing devotions. In fact, they're very intimately tied together to adoring Jesus and being present with Him. I would say the Mass is the pinnacle of that experience. So I would prioritize going to Mass daily if you could. But you know, of course, the great saints throughout our times have often done both. Fulton Sheen himself, Venerable Fulton Sheen, celebrated Mass every day and also did a holy hour every day. You think you're busier than Fulton Sheen was in his lifetime, who was getting tens of thousands of letters a day and responding to them? I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just trying to say that if he could make time for it, he realized that was essential and important. You and I too. You and I also could do that. So here's the seed I'm planting. To start making an effort to say, maybe I could go to Mass every day. And it starts with going one additional day a week. Well, I'll try and go every Monday. I'll try and go every Wednesday. I'll try and go every Saturday. Whatever day might be easiest in your schedule. It might mean starting to do a holy hour once a month, then once a week, then twice a week, and to incorporate that time. All of this to say, make time for the Lord. He wants your attention, but He needs you to focus, and He needs you to want to spend time with Him. It's part of our free will and so important to becoming the saints He wants us to be.